joined in the studio by Dr. Pragyan Sahu, who is from Revive Hair and Skin Clinic, just off Wilson's Corner. She's advertising with us at the moment and has very kindly agreed to come in and talk about what they do at the clinic. Good afternoon. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Charlie. Thanks for having me on the show.
I've just been looking through your website, and I'm a little amazed at some of the products and services you offer, because as a male, I didn't know there were treatments for some things that you offer. So would you like to just go through a little bit about what the clinic does in terms of services and products?
Okay, of course. So we are a new clinic in Brentford, and our aim was to sort of offer all the hair and skin services under one roof. So our main services are hair transplantation, and we see male pattern baldness, but we also treat women for hair loss. And it's just not hair loss, we treat scalp disorders as well. So it's me and my colleague who's the skin specialist. So we deal with dermatological conditions, we offer aesthetic treatments. So it's hair, skin, and aesthetics. So all under one roof.
And I'm imagining you treat a variety of ages, because people can, I guess, lose their hair at any time, can't they?
If you would, I mean, majority of our patients for hair loss are men. Mm-hmm. And it's male pattern baldness, which we mainly deal with. And one of our main treatments is hair transplantation. Yes, as you're right, men of all ages, well, you know, we start seeing clients from sort of age can vary between the early 20s to 60s or 70s. But that's where the consultation comes in. You see the patient, you see the client, and you know, you decide whether hair transplantation is the right treatment for them at that point in time. It might be there that at that point of time, it, you know, other treatments might be more, you know, might be better for that client. So it all depends on the age, the family history, you know, at what stage of hair loss the client is at that point. So we offer a free consultation, a complimentary consultation for hair transplantation, and we give the options to the client. If somebody comes in very, you know, maybe in the 20s and the hair loss hasn't stabilized, then we would offer them other treatments, and we would actually, you know, advise them maybe to hold off the hair transplantation if not appropriate. So I think the treatment has to be bespoke for everybody, because everybody is unique. So we sort of encourage people to come in and see, and our consultations are by myself, so we don't have any salesperson or any non-medical person dealing with the patients.
Okay, so it's not just a case of someone looks at the website, sees that you offer a certain service, and immediately decides that that's the procedure they want. You have to actually go through and look at the options and discuss what the situation is with them, and then, as you say, offer them possible alternatives or even hold off.
Absolutely, because a lot of people don't know that there are other medications which they can take for hair for hair loss, for male pattern hair loss. It might not be male pattern hair loss. You know, there are other reasons of hair loss, which that's why we need to have a look at the client. Sometimes they might not have enough donor hair in the back of the head. So if, you know, so hair transplantation might not work for them. Maybe the client is too young and the hair loss hasn't stabilized. It's a lot of different factors come into play.
So how does the process work? You say hair from the back of the head.
So here we're talking about male pattern baldness.
Okay.
So men typically tend to lose hair from the top. And the hair in the back and just above the ear area, that is usually resistant to the effects of the male hormone DHT, which is why men lose hair. And if you see people in maybe in the 70s or 80s, you know, in whom hair loss has stabilized now, you would see they've got this C-shaped pattern at the back.
Yeah.
So that hair, basically what we're doing is we're just redistributing the hair. We're taking the hair from the back, from the donor area, and trying to sort of cover the bald areas. We are not able to, we can't achieve the full density, the normal density, what the patient had before the hair loss started in.
Sure.
But that's how it usually works. It's basically redistributing the patient's hair into the bald area.
Okay, and what about some of the skin treatments you offer? Because I recognize some of these, like wrinkle relaxing injections and things like that. And there's something about crow's feet as well there somewhere. So what about the skin side of things?
So skin side of things, our skin lead is Dr. Masuthu, who also does she does some sessions for the dermatology, for the NHS Community Dermatology Clinic. She offers all dermatology appointments if you have any skin concerns, eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, anything that's affecting you, for which you would maybe go and see your GP, who would then refer you on, you know, to see a dermatologist. Those kind of services are offered by Dr. Masuthu. Then comes in the aesthetic services, which you mentioned about anti-wrinkle injections. Mm-hmm. So yes, we offer anti-wrinkle injections. We offer dermal fillers. We also have some skin products. Dr. Masuthu also offers medical grade skin peels for various conditions, pigmentation, you know, acne.
Yeah.
Lots of different conditions. Then we've got something called Asplexa, cryotherapy. So, yeah.
And is there a more day-to-day routine that members of the public can do, such as making sure they drink enough water, things like that, just keeping an eye on your skin?
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Lots of water.
But I think that should go hand in hand.
Yes, absolutely. You know, you need to have a healthy diet for anything, you know, not just for skin, for your hair, for your nails, for your normal bodily function. Mm. We see a lot of clients, and when you ask them how much water you're drinking, I probably, you know, people say we just take maybe a liter of water. That's not enough for an adult.
It's about five, isn't it?
Five liters around the total fluid in your body. But you would advise people to take about 1.8 to 2 liters of water in a day.
Okay, and what about the training process for this? How do you get qualified to do what you do?
So, obviously you have to be, and you know, if you're talking about the hair transplant bit, then you have to be a doctor. You have to train in medical school. There is no sort of recognized training as such for hair transplantation. But people go and learn from, you know, doctors go and learn from their senior colleagues, or there are now courses available in India, in Turkey, in the States, in Georgia, where you can go and learn. The courses typically could last anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks to a couple of months. And you know, some people are some people go in and do a year or 2 years, like shadowing or apprenticeship under some surgeons. Unfortunately, there's nobody offering any sort of recognized courses in the UK.
Okay. And you're local, you're just off Wilson's Corner?
Yes, yes.
Ingrave Road, just zooming into your map.
The cathedral.
Yes, right, by opposite Shenfield Common.
Yes.
Okay, right, we'll have a break for some music and we'll come back with Dr. Sahu in a few moments' time. This is Monday Drive. My guest this afternoon is Dr. Sahu from the Revive Hair and Skin Clinic. They're just off Wilson's Corner in Ingrave Road, and she's in the studio now. We're just talking off air about people coming into clinics, or first of all, deciding what clinic to go to. How would people decide where to go? And you said off air just now, there are some cowboys out there.
Yes, they are. I think, you know, hair transplantation is a comparatively sort of newer procedure in the aesthetic world. And I'm not sure if I should be using the word unregulated, but I think this is much less regulated than the other procedures. Some clinics are not CQC registered, which are the Care Quality Commission. And if you're offering any medical procedure or surgical procedure, you have to be legally CQC registered. So I think when a person is looking for where to go, it's absolutely fine to go and have multiple consultations, because then you can sort of compare and see what works for you best.
Sounds a bit like getting a quote from a builder. Just making sure they all agree and they're about the same in terms of price. And
yes, I think because, you know, when you're starting out, you often don't know where to go. And maybe you could go with recommendations, but if you've got nobody to look at, you know, to speak to, how do you decide? I think one of the first things is you need to see at the qualifications of the surgeon. You know, is the surgeon registered with the GMC? Maybe you could see if the surgeon is a member of a recognized hair surgery association. The most important one is the International Society of Hair Restoration Surgery, or if they are registered with the British Hair Restoration Society. that's to do with the surgical, you know, the surgeon who's operating. The next thing to look out is for, when you look at the website, are you able to see the you know, is the surgeon's credential, you know, is the surgeon's name mentioned?
Yeah.
You know, if it's not, then that should, you know, you should...
Alarm bells.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes, you should probably run away. But then the other thing is, when you are going to see, have a consultation with a particular clinic, you should insist on seeing the surgeon, because, you know, the person who is going to be operating on you, he or she should be doing the consultation. Now, if you're seeing a salesperson, if you're seeing an agent, then again, alarm bells.
They're not going to have the qualifications,
ringing.
Are they?
They don't know what to. I mean, it would be a sales pitch rather than actually, you know, they're not qualified to answer your questions. They're probably speaking from. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to comment on that. But what I mean to say is the consultation should be held by a medically trained person, somebody
sure.
who is trained to do the procedure. The other things you should maybe look out for, ask the clinic how many procedures they're doing in a day. If they're doing FUE, because there are two kinds of hair transplant transplantation surgery. One is a strip procedure called as FUT, and the other one is an FUE, where you take the hair one by one, which is a more lengthy procedure.
Yeah.
If you're going with an FUT procedure, the surgeon might be able to do maybe two in a day. But if you're doing an FUE, you know, a normal procedure can take between sort of 6 to 10 hours, sometimes even longer.
Wow.
And if they're doing two, you know, more than one procedure in the clinic, but they've got only one doctors, you need to run away straight away. So, you know, these are just a few things in a long list of things, but just to give you an idea.
You've got quite a few testimonials on your website. I guess the best way of people getting business is word of mouth. So I guess that's where most of your custom comes from.
That's what's happening now, because we got the CQC registration in 2016, sort of end of summer, and we started operating in January. Now people are starting to get results, so they're referring their friends and families.
Dr. Sahu from the Revive Hair and Skin Clinic, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks a lot, Charlie.
Phoenix FM.